Your SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is loading now. Today's SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury, and online at PurdyInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us. Kevin's been watching the modern pentathlon on an app all afternoon.
The Mod Pen app.
I tried to tell him it's already over. I know who won.
I know who won, too. I just can't pronounce his name, so.
He speaks very highly of you.
I'm sure he does. I'm sure he does.
Today's show being brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to PurdyInsurance.com. We're at the beautiful Sunbury Motors Studio. 4th Street in Sunbury and Sunbury Motors Key, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And our number, 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. That's the Lenape Solar Hotline, powered by Lenape Solar. Go to LenapeSolar.com. So, there we are. You are, right now, in post-Olympic depression.
Actually, I was a little bit last night. I mean, when I woke up this morning, I had to actually turn on Good Morning America because I only watched the Today Show when the Olympics were on, and then I switched back. So it wasn't the same. It wasn't the same.
Okay. Well, we have a lot to talk about at 1-800-795-9565. John had called about the scholarships at 65. Now, this sanction handed down by the NCAA is not a four-year sanction. I want everybody to understand, this is not a four-year sanction. This is a six-year sanction.
Yeah, I understand John's confusion. The math makes it really tough with the way things are set up. I understand why he gets confused about it, because, I mean, so am I.
Well, I'm not. All right, so here we go.
Good, because you're the one answering it.
They have 80. This is why it's 6 years and not four. And this is why this you know, I'm irritated about it, and but at the same time, while being irritated about it, I've also moved forward on this thing. But here's how it works. 85 scholarships this year, no bowl game, no division championship. Next year, 85 scholarships, no bowl game, no chance at a Big Ten championship. Okay? Year three, 65 scholarships, no bowl game, no Big Ten championship. Year four, 65 scholarships, no bowl game, no Big Ten championship. Year five, 2016, 65 scholarships, but you can compete for a bowl game and a Big Ten championship. 2017, 65 scholarships, you can compete for a Big Ten championship and a bowl game. And then in 2018, 85 scholarships, and you can compete in a Big Ten championship and bowl game. So you see, it's spread out over it's not just 4 years of pain. This is spread out over 6 years.
This is affecting kids who are in, like, seventh grade right now.
Sure it is.
I mean, in essence, it will.
I mean, now, can you get by with 65 scholarships? Sure you can. You can make it, but the margin of error becomes thinner. The margin of error, for example, with injuries becomes thinner. The margin of error on mistakes on the field becomes thinner. Okay? I understand this. I've seen it. I've lived it. I broadcast it for 31 years, okay, because I have broadcast Penn State basketball. This will be my 31st season. So I completely understand about thin margin of error where you have some good players, but you can't get a Gary Claxton and a Jamel Cornley hurt at the same time. Voila. Now, so you're talking about five players. That's a little bit different. That's a little heavier dose to take. But you can't. You have to really keep as many of your starters intact as possible. And the margin of error is thinner. And there are going to be some guys. I mean, there's a heavy emphasis on special teams. Bill devotes three periods a day in preseason to special teams work, three out of 14 periods devoted to special teams. But how do you make up the special teams? How many of your scholarship players do you put on that? These are all decisions they'll have to make down the line. But again, no bowl game in 12, 13, 14, 15. 65 scholarships, though, in 14, 15, 16, 17. See, it's spread out over 6 years. It's not just four, get it over with, okay, bam, you're done. It's not how it's going to work. In reality, this is a six-year penalty where you're dealing with both ends of the penalty in two of the years. You deal with one end of the penalty this year and next year. You deal with the other extreme of the penalty at the very end on 16 and 17, and then you finally get to have a full program in 18. Can they make it? Yeah, they can make it. Sure, they can make it. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I've talked about the scholarship part of it. You wean your way into that by the third year of this. So if you're looking at a five-year span, that's 13. In order to get to 65, you have to average 16 scholarships a year. Well, you're not allowed to average 16 scholarships a year in a four-year span. You're allowed to have 15, which brings you to 60. But that doesn't mean you can't have deserving walk-ons, and that's a bad word. I hate the word walk-on. Can't stand it. Because it just indicates, oh, no, it's just a walk-on. Can't be as good as a scholarship player. No, once you get in camp, everybody's a football player. I'll give you a prime example. You know who's doing really well in camp? I don't want to let too much out of the bag, but Derek Day. Derek Day is a good-looking football player. Joe had him on scholarship last year. Joe put him on scholarship last year for all of his hard work. He was taken off scholarship in the spring. I wouldn't doubt he's back on now. Because, I mean, there are 14 scholarships they can shift over right now to help out deserving walk-ons. So that's how the sanctions meted out. It actually is spread over a six-year span, and there are only 2 years where you get both at the same time. The 2 years you get both at the same time are 2014 and 2015, where you have 65 scholarships and no bowl game or Big Ten championship shot. Penn State then starts getting its bowl money back for the athletic director to work with, beginning in 2016. So, as you can see, it's not just a double-barreled sword of you start now, no bowl and 65 scholarships. No, you don't get to the 65 scholarship deal until 2014. Well, at that point, you only have two more years of no bowls. You just have to be clever with how you make it happen. And again, the margin of error becomes thin. But there are certain things that have happened along the way. Again, I go back to the point, number one, no death penalty. Playing is far better than, I don't want to hear this mumbo-jumbo over-analysis, you know what. Oh, it's worse than the death penalty. Really? Really? I mean, you know, I don't need a bunch of guys in a round table at ESPN I mean, I'd rather, you know, if I'm ESPN, I'd rather be sanctioned and still be on the air.
Yeah, tell that to the people in the hotels that will lose a job because nobody's staying there on Friday nights.
Look, Kevin, it's okay. The NCAA is going to send somebody in and sit down with the families of those children and tell them that we care about the kids, even though your kid doesn't know what's going to happen in his life now because daddy and mommy are unemployed. That's okay. They care. They care.
Listen, I know you're off onto something else, but I want to sneak this in quick. After finding out what we did over the weekend with the trustees meeting, it looks like the president really had no choice. The NCAA blackmailed Penn State with a total shutdown of the football program, or you take these sanctions and you say we're not going to fight them.
It's more than that. It was the shutdown of the football program, and then you were going to get these sanctions.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. The NCAA blackmailed the university into signing the paper and taking it and smiling about it. And I have a real problem with that, too. I mean, listen, I have a real problem with a lot of this, but, I mean, the NCAA really overstepped it on that one, saying this is what we're going to do, unless, of course, you say you're not going to fight it, and then we'll back off a little bit. Listen, do what you're going to do and stand up for it. That just says that you're just trying to be a bully.
Look, this is where I have a big problem with the NCAA. Huge. More than what you just talked about. Far more. And I've talked about this element before. But the NCAA, which takes forever to make a decision on granting a sixth year for a player. Forever. They just take forever. All of a sudden in March, oh, yeah, you can have it. Yeah, great. Okay. Boom. They got this one done fast and never investigated one thing. They took a report that Director Louis Free began his press conference with by saying, look, I could not talk to this person, and this person. I couldn't. Couldn't talk to Tim Curley. Couldn't talk to Gary Schultz. Joe Paterno was going to cooperate, we understand, but illness, subsequent death, could not. So when you start out your press conference by explaining critical people that you could not talk to, thus that tells you off the bat that even they admit that they're trying to draw conclusions, but it's incomplete. He said that, I'm using his words from the beginning of the press conference. The NCAA, which takes its time on everything, didn't take their time on this. And that's what really bothers me. Because you still have trials of two men coming up in Gary Schultz and Tim Curley. They have the ability, based on the Free report, to either fill in or not fill in the gaps that we see in it and put context to the questions that have been asked. The answers may be answers that do not please anybody, and thus sanctions would be warranted. Or the answers may be in such that are convincing, where you sit back and say, oh, wait a minute. It is one thing to have a fair but swift trial to get a perpetrator off the street. Okay? It turns out it's a fair trial. It's a swift trial. And if found guilty, then yes, now you've taken a threat to society off the street. The people we're talking about right now are not threats to society. Thus, you can take your time and then properly render judgment based on all the answers and not just innuendo or looking at emails and making interpretations.
You know, we've had many calls on this program wondering when all this comes out, if they find that the NCAA made a mistake and jumped the gun, would they reverse their decision? I don't see how the NCAA could reverse their decision now. They have stood so high and mighty on this one that they're going to have a real tough time going saying, oops, we were wrong. We're going to take it all back.
Most organizations don't. Most organizations do not sit there and admit wrong.
They'll get a letter in the mail said, you know, this may have been, you know, a little bit too much, but we can't do anything about it now.
I think it's a bridge that I will cross once the trials are over.
That's
fair. Until the trial is over, I can't cross that bridge where I can sit there, listen to testimony, hear what's going on, and then say, now I have a context to it. This is how I feel.
Well, right now it's a hypothetical.
But until then, this is where the NCAA was wrong. The NCAA did not wait for all the facts to come out before rendering judgment. Now, if the facts came out and matched the current narrative, okay, so be it. We move forward. But what if the, after the trial, we have a better understanding of the true narrative? Now, again, if we go through the trial and it doesn't answer the questions, then what we have is the true narrative currently. Okay? But what if we go through the trial and end up with a different narrative? That's why you have to wait on such things. Number one, the threat to society is off the street. That's more important than any other part of this. Second most important part out of all this is that anybody who's been victimized, that is proven to have been victimized, there is no price that is a magic number that says all is well. There isn't. But between the attorneys, those who were proven to be victimized, in talking with the school, and they come up with a number that satisfies everybody, so be it. Those are the first two parts that are more important than anything. Now, the next part is basically what's the truth about the ancillary issues, which are not obviously ancillary to the two people, it's their lives. But we cannot render judgment until we actually hear their side of the story and understand, what did this mean? What did this mean? Now, when did you find this out? When did you find that out? What were you actually told? What weren't you told? What did you do with the information you received? Did you report it to the Second Mile, which was the perpetrator's employer? Because Penn State wasn't the employer at the time. Right, you know, these are all questions along the way. And if we all sit back and say, oh, okay, wait a minute, now some things make sense, then you have a different view on what the true narrative is. Or if you go through and you're not satisfied with the answers, then you stick with the narrative you have. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. I think that's called fairness. And I don't think that we can go round and round. What the NCAA did was not fair, but
the NCAA broke its own rule on fairness.
Right. It was, what they did was not, how they handled it was not correct. It just wasn't. I mean, pure and simple. You have, for a group that takes so long to render judgment because they're trying to get it right. I mean, that's why the NCAA is always taking their time on things, because they're trying to get it right, because it takes time. This is one where they kind of, they felt like, hey, look, we were handed this. Okay, good. You know, we didn't have to investigate. Somebody else did. Well, even their investigator, lead investigator, admitted at the beginning of the press conference, couldn't talk to this person, couldn't talk to that person. Well, I'm sorry, but those are all key people you had to talk to. And you couldn't, for obvious legal reasons. Thus, in that part, their hands were tied. I mean, I'm using their words. I'm quoting Director Free myself. He said it at the beginning. It seems to be the part of the press conference that the Bob Ryans and the Mike Lupicas of the world seemed to miss while they were too busy making sure that their name was on the headline. Our number, 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. You know, one of the most important parts of this job, and I tell my class, you want to know what the most important part of the job is?
What's that?
Listening.
I've heard that before. I've heard you say that before.
One of the most important parts of this job is to actually listen. When I'm working with Jack, he says something, he can take the broadcast in a certain direction. Dick can take the broadcast in a certain direction. Kevin can take the broadcast in a certain direction. Okay? When you're interviewing somebody, don't sit there and think about, what's my next question, my next question. Listen to the answer. That may then spawn three more questions that may be on a tangent, but now you've taken the interview in a different direction. When you go to a press conference, listen to it. Listen. And don't just follow the pack because the pack says, oh, it's this. If you listened, it's not that. Listen. You start breaking the commandment of listening when it comes to doing the job of broadcasting, where you're doing a lot of talking. Listening is still the most important part of the job. That's the part of the job where you can garner information that then allows you to go in a certain direction. But you have to listen first. It's the most important part of the job. Can't wait to listen to Sarah Bartlett do the news at the bottom of the hour. Our News Radio 1070 WKOK.
You just don't think about insurance. You buy a home. You take out a policy and you forget about it until something happens and you need it. Then you think about insurance a lot. My agent recommended insurance from Selective. Insurance for our home and property, jewelry, even the food in our refrigerator. Selective thinks about everything, so I don't have to.
Selective. Response is everything. Get to know us at Selective.com.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Pretty Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at prettyinsurance.com. Find out what Pretty Insurance can do for you.
There has never been a better time to buy a new vehicle at Sunbury Motors Hyundai Lincoln.
Why?
Because we had a record month in July. And here's why we sold more of the stylish, most fuel-efficient cars in America.
Selection.
You want them, we got them.
Looking for savings?
How about saving at the pump? Hyundai has the most cars getting over 40 mpg.
Worried about financing?
With rates as low as 0%, you save big time.
And you want price?
Well, hold on to your hat. How about the 2012 Elantra, the North American Car of the Year, marked down to $18,985? Or the Red Hot 2012 Sonata, lowered to $19,996? Or maybe the sleek, sporty Veloster, also under 20 grand. And don't forget the full line of Lincolns, with discounts as high as $6,500. And with an additional set of tires with any new vehicle,
we're making American luxury affordable.
At Sunbury Motors Hyundai Lincoln, at the North 4th Street Auto Plaza.
Homeowners and business owners, listen up. What if you could make an investment in something that will never lose its incredible value? Invest in the most abundant commodity there is, the sunshine. Lenape Solar can show you how an investment in a photovoltaic or solar thermal energy system can pay you back through saving money and energy with a great rate of return. In fact, an investment in solar energy pays it forward to your great-grandchildren and to the planet's future. Lenape Solar is your trusted local source for solar energy and energy efficiency solutions. Experts in renewable energy legislation and incentives with professional and certified installers. Take the path towards energy independence by investing in solar energy with Lenape Solar. This is Tanya Diddy, and I invite you to schedule your free energy consultation today by calling 570-286-1496, visiting Lenape Solar at 140 South 2nd Street in Sunbury, or find us online at lenapesolar.com.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome to the show. It's great to have you with us. Our number 1-800-795-9565. That's the Lenape Solar Hotline, powered by Lenape Solar. Go to lenapesolar.com. Today's show, the Monday edition, brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Go to purdyinsurance.com. They're also located at Market Street in Sunbury. You can walk in and say hi to the gang right now. Beautiful Sunbury Motors Studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Camp continues for Penn State. Second practice coming up tonight at 7:30. They practiced this morning already, and they went for a little bit more than 2 hours this morning. As they continue to push forward, this is the second set of two-a-days. The other one was Saturday. They'll have one tomorrow afternoon. Two on Wednesday, one Thursday afternoon, two Friday, one Saturday. And they'll start to throttle back a bit. the next 2 weeks, very, very important for the football team in their preparation for the season. This will give the coaches an idea exactly which players they'll count on and which role, who's executing, who's not, who can take the fatigue, who can't, who mentally can do it, who mentally cannot do it. That's what these 2 weeks will be all about. You know, Dakota Royer's already left the team. Offensive tackle Luke Graham has left the team as well. So that's two there, they're gone. Our number 1-800-795-9565. We talked about the sanctions, that it's really a 6-year deal, not just a 4-year deal because of the way it's set up, spread out. No bowl, Big Ten championship opportunity in 12, 13, 14, 15. Back to the bowl in 16, 17, 18, and so forth. Start going back to bowl games in 16. You can start competing for the Big Ten division title in 16 as well. But the scholarship part doesn't kick in until 14, then 15, 16, 17. To 65. Again, what I look for right away, number one, they can play. No death penalty. That was the biggest part. And I don't hear the mumbo jumbo by the over-analytical group of individuals who just are incapable. If you're incapable of listening, then to me you're incapable of talking intelligently. And they're saying, oh, it's worse than the death penalty. I'm sorry, but playing is far better than not. Next thing, would they be on TV? They will be on TV. All throughout this, they're on TV. And that's great for them. It's also great for you, the fans. The next part is the Big Ten supported membership. By staying in the conference, Penn State has a better shot at a quicker recovery through this. When you have a powerful conference in combination with television, your road to recovery is quicker. And I think that makes a big difference. Our number 1-800-795-9565. So that's where they stand right now. If you have any questions about this, I'm more than happy to answer, or at least to the best of my ability, answer them.
I have a quick gear shift for you here. We're going to shift gears a little bit and go to baseball. The Yankees signed Derek Lowe to a major league contract today. Plan to use the right-hander in the bullpen. Basically, the Sigurd Buller spent most of his year in, or most of his life in the bullpen. Cleveland released him and designated him for assignment on the 2nd, then released him on Friday. Is this something that is really going to help the Yankees down the stretch?
Yes, because CeCe Sabathia is on the disabled list. So, yes, helps him right away. I mean, Derek Lowe can, that's one thing about Derek Lowe, is he can give you a lot in a variety of ways. He can help you in the bullpen. He can help you as a starting pitcher.
How come the Yankees always seem to make the right moves?
Well, you don't know if it's the right move yet.
No, I said seem to. I mean, on paper, it seems that they always make the right move at the right time.
Well, first of all, he's 39 years old. I mean, so this is not a pup that they signed that's like an up-and-coming. I mean, it's a guy with a career 4 ERA. Now, he spent some time as a reliever in his career with the Red Sox, some point as a closer, but then he became a starting pitcher. He's been a starter now much longer than he's been a reliever.
Has it really been that? See, I thought he was a reliever longer than he was a starter.
No.
Wow.
No. Cleveland, he was a starter. Dodgers, he was a starter. Braves, he was a starter. And about half the time with the Red Sox, he was a starter.
Every time I think of him, I think of him as a reliever. But, yeah, I mean, I knew he did start a little bit, but I didn't realize he started that many places.
Who was the starting pitcher in Game 7 of the American League Championship Series in 2004 at Yankee Stadium?
I don't know. I don't remember yesterday.
Derek Lowe went seven innings.
That would have been my guess because he was the winning pitcher. I wouldn't have known if we hadn't been talking about it.
Who was the starting pitcher in Game 4 of the 2004 World Series?
I'm going to go with Derek Lowe.
Yes. Seven shutout innings.
I didn't say he didn't start. I just said I think of him more as a reliever.
He threw a no-hitter as a starter.
I think of him as a reliever because that's what I've seen him do most recently.
Most recently where?
Well, didn't Boston use him in the pen?
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Well, see, that's what I was thinking of. I didn't realize how long ago that was. How long ago was that?
Well, 2004 was the last year he was with the Red Sox, you know. You do know that, right?
I knew he hasn't been there a long time, but for a while, but I didn't think it was that long.
Yeah. I mean, he's been a starting pitcher in the last 8 years.
Interesting.
Let's see. Derek Lowe.
It's a very educational program.
Yeah, it is for you. Here we go.
It's true.
He has been a starting pitcher from 2002 through 2012.
So I always think of him in fantasy leagues where you can use him as a starter or reliever, both.
That's the difference in a fantasy league.
That's probably the last time I had him, too, was back in 04.
Right. His last 3 years, his first 5 years with Boston, most of them were bullpen. His last 3 years with Boston, he was a starter. He made no bullpen. The only bullpen appearance he made with the Red Sox his last 3 years was in Game 1 of the American League Divisional Series where they brought him out of the bullpen. And he was the winning pitcher. He's the only pitcher in the history of baseball to be the winning pitcher in the final game of the ALDS, be the winning pitcher in the seventh game of the ALCS, and be the winning pitcher in the final game of the World Series.
But at 30,
he's the only pitcher in history to ever accomplish that.
But at 39, how many innings do you think you can get out of him as a starter?
Well, he's gone 119 already this year. He's made 21 starts. He's 8-10.
But that's what I'm saying. How many more does he have in him as a starter at 39?
He throws a sinker ball. Okay? You have to be a little tired to throw that.
I understand.
Okay?
I realize he's not throwing the 99-mile-an-hour fastball every pitch.
Right. Now, look, his first year in baseball was with Seattle. All right? And he made 9 starts out of 12 appearances, okay? He gets traded in the infamous Derek Lowe and Jason Varitek go to the Red Sox for Heathcliff Slocum. I mean, you want to talk about, like, all rays of sunshine come down from heaven, okay? And then he's a bullpen guy with them. He makes some starts in 98, mostly a bullpen guy. 99, all bullpen, saves 32 games, all right? 2000, all bullpen, saves 42 games. 2001, 3 starts, 24 saves, right out of 67 games. That's all starts after that. He's been a starter the last 11 seasons. 21-game winner in Boston in 2002, 17-game winner in 2003, 14-game winner relegated to the bullpen until finally he resurrected himself, and they put him back in the rotation in the postseason. Then he goes to the Dodgers, 12-game winner, 16-game winner, 12, 14. Then he goes to Atlanta where he did very well his first year in 9, won 15, won 16 and 10, then fell off of the Braves at 11 when he went 9 and 17. He led the league in losses. Then 8 and 10 this year with Cleveland. So,
the guy's
just been a good major league pitcher his whole life. You know, not great, but he's always been good.
By the way, CC says he'll be back on August 24th. He said, I'll be fine in a couple of days.
Tremendous.
I just like how he picked the August 24th. I thought that was interesting.
Well, that's probably what the doctor told him.
I don't know. It didn't seem that way. It seemed like he pretty much said, August 24th, that's the day I'm going to be pitching.
That's probably what the doctor told him.
When was the last time the doctor said, you can pitch this day and this day, and this will be the day? They'll say, we're going to give it a shot for this day, maybe, or hopefully, or...
No, they probably have looked at his rehab and, you know, I don't think take Jake Fignano. He told me today exactly what day he's coming back. Okay?
I wish I had that knowledge some days. That'd be nice.
Let's call trainers. They can project out. They know how many, number one, they know how many days he's on the DL. Let's start with that. What day is he eligible to come off the disabled list? I'm going to bet it's August 24th.
No, he's on the 15th. I don't remember when it started, though. I'll look that up.
I'll bet he went on August 9th.
Let's see.
This will be interesting. America waits. By the way.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No,
I haven't found it yet. I'm just.
No, that's I'm sure you'll find. I'm sure you're all over it. Our number 1-800-795-9565. So Lowe's picked up by the Yankees. He can certainly fill spots. Let's see. Five medal winners for Penn State in London. Megan Hodge, Crystal Harmato get the silver medal in volleyball. That was a big disappointment. They blew Brazil out in the first set and then lost the next three.
They just didn't look good had nothing going on in the last three. It looked like two different teams were on the court.
Yeah, Erin McLeod and Carmelita Moscato earned bronze medals for Canada in women's soccer. And of course, Natalie Dell was able to get a bronze medal in quad sculls. Those are the five Penn Staters that earn medals.
By the way, CeCe would be eligible to return on the 23rd.
Voila! Bing, bing, bing! Got a winner! Okay. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. Shocking development.
You'll be wrong someday, and I want to be there for it. I want to be there for it.
The shocking development. You're so vindictive. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. And again, our show is brought to you today by Purdy Insurance. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Hi, this is Dave Moyer for the Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture Store in Sunbury. And our 77th anniversary celebration continues with special factory discounts on Stanley Youth Furniture during our August storewide furniture sale. With 29 finishes to choose from, Stanley makes it easy to blend their youth furniture with your wallpaper, carpet, and bedspreads. Stanley's Youth Furniture has 7 distinct designs in sizes to fit any room, with computer desk, bunk beds, cribs, and much more. The choices are almost endless. All Stanley Youth Furniture is made in the USA and has Green Guard certification, which sets the most stringent safety standards in the world. When you buy from China, it's best not to ask what's in it. When you buy from Stanley, the Green Guard certification guarantees no chemicals, no paints, nothing in Stanley's Youth Furniture will harm your child. Now through August, save with extra factory discounts on all Stanley Youth Furniture at the Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture Store, 35 South 4th Street in Sunbury, or visit us on the web at moyersfurniture.com for more details.
There has never been a better time to buy a new vehicle at Sunbury Motors Hyundai Lincoln.
Why?
Because we had a record month in July. And here's why: we sold more of the stylish, most fuel-efficient cars in America.
Selection.
You want them, we got them.
Looking for savings?
How about saving at the pump?
Hyundai has the most cars getting over 40 mpg.
Worried about financing?
With rates as low as 0%, you save big time.
And you want price?
Well, hold on to your hat. How about the 2012 Elantra, the North American Car of the Year, marked down to $18,985? Or the red-hot 2012 Sonata, lowered to $19,996? Or maybe the sleek, sporty Veloster, also under 20 grand.
And don't forget the full line of Lincolns, with discounts as high as $6,500.
And with an additional set of tires with any new vehicle,
we're making American luxury affordable.
At Sunbury Motors Hyundai Lincoln, at the North 4th Street Auto Plaza.
Welcome back. Great to have you with us. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Go to Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, or purdyinsurance.com. Beautiful Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15 at Hummel's Wharf. And at 1-800-795-9565, it's the Lenape Solar Hotline, powered by Lenape Solar. Go to lenapesolar.com. So there you go. The mystery of C.C. Sabathia has been solved.
I'm not saying anything.
I think you're just a bit bitter.
I'll be here someday. You will be wrong. Mathematically, it's in my favor that someday you will be wrong. I just want to be here for it.
Okay. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Just jump in. And in fact, Kevin will take all the questions from here on out, since he doesn't really. What?
I'll make up answers like I normally do.
Again? Okay. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. Jump in, be a part of all this, and enjoy the moment.
Actually, I'm really kind of happy that football season's here.
Well, I want to get to September 1st.
I mean, the real football season.
I still have three more speaking things to do, which we've got. Next one for me is coming up Wednesday. Then I have two next week.
But, I mean, it's going to be really nice to not only talk about football, but be able to see football being played as well. I mean, we've been talking football for a long, long time, and it hasn't been about football. Not about the games, not about the players. We've been talking a lot of football, but it hasn't been about football. It's nice to be, you know, getting ready to talk about football.
I've done two press conferences in the last 3 weeks. And, of course, the press conferences were all about what's happening with this. There really wasn't any talk about, I mean, there's some talk about football, you know, and about Bill O'Brien, about the players and so forth. I mean, that's all, I mean, eventually it gets to that. And the same thing with the speaking engagements. Eventually it gets to that, where we start talking about football. But I've had to deal with so many other ancillary issues and questions along the way, which, you know, I mean, people, you know, you have to sit there and answer their questions because, number one, they took the time to come out and see you. Okay. Number two, they took the time to have a question. Number three, they have a concern when they ask their question. So it's my job to answer the question. All right. Now, am I happier answering questions about football? Yes. Do I know that as the speaker there and as the one representing everybody that I have to answer question? Yeah. So you do. I just can't wait to get back to where we're just talking about football. It's one thing Jack and I have done a lot of, because Jack called me, and actually I called Jack today, they're just telling him what's going on in practice. That's, you know, I think everybody's looking for something to be fun again. There has been no element of this that has been fun from the moment this started. Now, again, we put this in the context of, obviously, for the victims, it's been a living hell from day one when they were victimized. Okay? So we understand all that. Now we're just talking about an offshoot of this and an ancillary part of this. But for Penn State fans, Since the day this started, it's been one thing after another. There's been no chance to really, the blue-white game was a little bit of a respite, okay? But I think the fans are looking to just be allowed to walk back into the place and have some fun. Concentrate on a game. Not constantly have this in their face all the time. Because for the victims in all this, having the man accused be found guilty and then taken off the streets is big. And as I mentioned earlier, there's no price you put on it. There's no magic number that says, oh, it's all good now, because it's never going to be good. But whatever they agree to, as long as each side is, quote, satisfied with it, okay. And then for you, the fans who have endured all this, you know, I mean, obviously it's a much further issue down the road, but it's been hard for all of you to have to every single day feel like you turn around. You couldn't even celebrate really getting a new football coach. And you couldn't really celebrate the direction he wants to go in. You haven't been able to because this has been one constant thing after another. And I think it's September 1st, people are looking for that opportunity to go in there and feel a release and feel good about something.